As we continue with the WEOL Lorraine Palace Theater Spotlight on Avon from the Avon Health Center, we're joined this morning by Aaron Jacobs, who is the new director of bands at Avon Local Schools. Thanks for stopping in. Appreciate that.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
Had a chance to see Aaron. My daughter is moving into the high school, and she's planning to be in the marching band. So they had kind of a little meet the new marching band director, which I guess is one of the duties that you'll be taking over then.
That's correct. Yeah, I'll be in charge of both concert bands at the high school as well as the 7th and 8th grade bands down at the middle school too. So
now, I always wonder, how do band or music directors, they have to like live out of their car a little bit. You know, it's like you move from one location to the other, you get out, you're thinking, I was at that school, now I got to make it to the middle school for the class. It's kind of a different technique.
Yeah, the traveling thing is definitely an interesting situation I've never had to deal with before. I mean, speaking of traveling, I'm moving here from Dayton, so I have a ton of stuff in my car right now, so I feel you on carrying things all over the place, and so, but I'm looking forward to that.
This is really a summer of growth for you then. I mean, it's really a changing from, you know, where you were. Maybe give a little background. You started, I mean, you're coming home in a sense, right?
I am coming home. I went to Avon Schools. I graduated way back in 2004, I guess you could say way back. And then from there, I went to Ohio State, spent 5 years there, and I was fortunate enough to be in the marching band there for 4 years and also playing some great ensembles as a music major. I taught at Beaver Creek Schools, which is near Dayton, for about 3 years, and then I did a master's full-time in instrumental conducting at Wright State. Wright School, not Wright State, wrong university. Uh-huh. Everyone loves to say that. And then from there, I was able to come back home. An opportunity came home here for me to come back home and be the director of bands here. It's
that,
wonderful.
How did that opportunity come about as far as you being down in Dayton? You have family people here. You keep a connection. What was the situation?
Well, my parents still live in the community here. They live in Avon, and they've enjoyed living here even after I've graduated. So my dad actually substitutes in the schools on a regular basis, and I still have a couple friends that live up here. And I was able to keep in contact with people up here, and I heard through some channels that the head marching band director position was going to be open. And from there, potentially turn into a full-time position, which it later was. And so I became very interested in coming back to Avon for that reason.
What did you play at Ohio State?
I am a trumpet player, so I did not dot the I, unfortunately. I know everyone will love to ask that, but I did not.
What was it like to be in the so-called best damn band in the land?
It's an absolutely incredible experience. I had some fantastic travel experiences. I made tons of great friends. Unfortunately, we didn't do so hot in the bowl season when I was there. I was in the band when we lost the 2 national championship games. So I saw that, but just great experiences down there. And there's nothing like coming out of the tunnel in the stadium and having 105,000 screaming people going absolutely nuts as you go out of that stadium and you do the pregame.
Now, these days, a lot of the formations are on YouTube, the presentations. Can you actually see yourself somewhere there on the field? Is that even possible?
You know, unfortunately, I was in the pre-YouTube Stone Age days of the Ohio State
okay.
marching band. So we did not have any YouTube videos up at that time. But coincidentally, the first one that wasn't really big was a video game show, and I have a friend that that wrote the music for that, and he's a staff arranger for them now, so I keep kind of tabs on what they're doing through them. So
now, obviously, you got a high standard from Ohio State. You
yes.
plan to bring a lot of that to Avon and try to, I mean, you're dealing with young kids who still try to figure out how to walk and chew gum at the same time.
Right.
How do you get that?
Teenagers are a different animal than, you know, college kids, I guess. But for me, I'm not looking to necessarily bring the style of Ohio State. I think that's a very unique thing. And that is very hallmark of what they do there. But things like discipline, character, value to the community, things like that I'm looking to absolutely bring to Avon. And those are things that could be universal.
When we had the little meet and greet, you were also talking about bringing a little bit of technology into the course study or the utilization, understanding music. Tell me a little bit about that and what's out there for people who may not have been through that kind of a process.
Anymore in the 21st century, you've got to be staying up on what's current with technology. And so the district has been really great about getting us the latest tools for the classroom. One of them is Smart Music, which if you've ever played Guitar Hero before, it's like a more refined Guitar Hero, so shall we say, for band instruments and string instruments. So the kids will see like green and red notes essentially for whether or not they got the notes right or wrong. That's a really, really neat thing, especially for young kids who can't, you know, who are still trying to figure out which end of the horn to blow into.
Right.
you know, so that's a really, really great tool for them to be able to go, okay, you can associate sight with sound and you can access multiple learning styles that way, which I really think is great. The district also has purchased Pyware, which is a really advanced drill software that you can actually watch your drill take place. If you plugged your computer into a screen, you can watch the thing go by. And kids can see where they are in the field from a 3D perspective on a computer model before you even try to put it on the field. So that's pretty neat.
Wow, that's almost like kind of like dance steps. You can kind of see where you're going to be or how it kind of
I won't
works
be doing
out.
Any sort of dance steps with the band. I'll leave that to my color guard. Okay. You don't want to see me dance.
So what happens over the summertime? We always talk about, when we talk with the school officials, you know, summer's winding down. You, on the other hand, I guess, you're just ramping everything up for the summer.
I'm going to have to be. I actually... unofficially, I was confirmed that it was going to be my job sometime in mid-April, and even though I was finishing up my master's at Wright State and I still had my oral computational exams, I started planning marching band shows a few weeks ago, and then I graduated two Saturdays ago on May 3rd, and so I hit the ground running when I got here last week, so I've been in the schools every day planning marching band shows, getting things, getting all the paperwork in order and things like that, so, and meeting the kids, which has been the absolute best thing for me, and that's why you take a teaching job and why I've been in education, is because forming relationship with kids is awesome, and mentoring students is one of the most rewarding things I think I could ever do with my life.
When you look at a halftime show, for example, during the football game, football season, how do you determine what songs you play and what routines you do on the field?
Well, there's a couple. We're actually going to do two different shows next year, and historically the band recently has done two different shows. We do a football show for the football crowds that we do a little bit more popular music, which I'm not going to reveal any show details on air this morning. I know I've been getting bugged about that, so I'm going to wait until we meet for our first couple rehearsals in June to reveal any details. And then our contest show is a little bit more conceptual, something that's going to include a lot of originally composed music, which is a couple of things. Number one, it's a very unique thing for your band. You can say you're the only people doing that music. And two, you don't have to worry about the whole copyright law situation. That costs a little bit of extra money. So it's cost cutting. And most importantly, it's your own unique show that only you get to do for that year.
That requires a lot of commitment from the students.
Absolutely.
To participate in something like that.
Yeah.
And so that's one of those parts where you realize this is the point, I guess, when they get into high school, whether they have that time or that commitment, or this is something they really want to spend time doing. What was it about band, you playing the trumpet, that made you want to continue on in that path?
Oh, there's a few things. I mean, the first thing is performing for people is very rewarding, and I have a lot of passion for music, and anytime I can get that across to somebody else, that is a very rewarding thing in performance. And for me, marching band has been such a great venue for that, because you're able to get the music across to a lot of people who maybe wouldn't necessarily go to, a Cleveland Orchestra concert. And it's kind of that a bridge to bring them into, hey, well, yes, we do classical music, but it's a great thing. And even though some of this stuff has been around for hundreds of years, we want you to experience how awesome this music is. And marching band is sort of a vehicle to get people to appreciate that and to enjoy that a lot more.
And the marching band, I would say they probably have the biggest audience of any of the bands that really perform in the school. You know, many times it's parents that come, maybe just family. You're at a marching, you got a packed stadium of people even from out of the city that gets a chance to see
it. Yeah, anymore. Just seeing what's happening with Avon. You know, it was really cool as I turned on my TV down in Dayton watching Fox Sports, and I saw Avon Lake, but our football team was just really doing well against Avon Lake, and seeing that on TV was really neat to see that across the state. And so, yeah, you talk about a huge audience. It's definitely there.
Right. They've added more of that with the sort of like a Thursday night football,
yes,
where they've taken over, which is like a lot of things have changed. You know, you mentioned that you graduated only in 2004, which to Greg and I, not very long ago, but there is still quite a lot of change. Even when you come back, you think it's sort of the same, but not quite. And, of course, then you'll be called Mr., right? This is the other part of it.
Yeah, I think one of the things that's been tough for me is I'm seeing all my old teachers, and I'm going, hey, Mr. and hey, Mrs. And, like, you know, I'm supposed to be colleagues with them now. So, you know, even my sixth grade teachers, I'm saying, hey, Mrs. So-and-so. And so that's been an interesting change for me. And they're, you know, they're trying to, no, you can call me by my first name. So
what is your first name? I never knew it.
And you had that with the music, the other music, your colleagues there, your other music teachers. You, once upon a time, took classes from them, and now you work alongside them.
I do, but actually, while I was an undergrad, while I was in OSU, over my summers, I would take a little time, and I'd come back, and I'd work band camp for them. So I've called Mr. Viglione Dave, or everybody calls him Vig. I don't think I've ever called him Dave, just because nobody calls him Dave. And I'm used to calling Mr. Martin, Jesse, and Brian, and the whole staff. So there I'm pretty comfortable, but outside of that is where I'm struggling a little bit.
Okay. But the fact that you've kind of coming back, you still have a little bit of that sense of instruction part, not just a student aspect of it too. So
yes,
that works out great. Well, we appreciate you coming in this morning. I know you got, as you mentioned, a busy month here as May is running through, and not too long before you'll have all those students staring at you, waiting for you to tell them what to do next.
Yeah, just a few weeks, the last week of school. We're starting with rehearsals.
Sounds good. Aaron Jacobs, new Director of Bands at Avon Local Schools. Thanks for stopping in.
Thank you. And if I could do a quick plug, follow us on Twitter @AvonBand.
Sounds great.